Hello, friends. This is Sadie K. Frazier of the Daily Escape Podcast. Welcome. How are you guys doing this fine first Friday of spring? I'm just kind of basking in the thought that spring is almost here, and that means more sunshine. I have not been doing well this winter with no sunshine and all the cold and the darkness that we've had, so I'm really looking forward to spring and getting back on track. So I'm not going to waste any time today getting to the heart of what I want to talk to you guys about, because this has been a week for me, and I've learned a lot of lessons, you know, along the way this week that I didn't really expect to be even sharing with you, and I wasn't sure until this morning what I even wanted to talk about until I started pulling all this together and looking at the signs and synchronicities that have happened this week, and I know that I had a message to share, and we're going to entitle this episode, When a Breakdown Became My Breakthrough, Growing Through the Hard Things. So I don't know about you guys, but I have struggled with keeping my mental health in check lately, and I mean really struggled. I have felt sort of like I was just limping along and getting through each day, but I do okay during the day when I'm at work, but then by the time I get home in the evening, it just really hits me hard, and it has been lately, and it's nothing specific that had been going on. It just feels like it's been too much, and I find myself doing okay during the day, and I stay positive. I try to stay positive, listen to podcasts and music that inspire me, and by the time I get home, it's like I just kind of fall apart. And I start to question everything I did throughout the day, everything I said to people. Was I too harsh, too snappy, too cold, too this, too that? Basically, I end up questioning, was I enough today? And in my head and my heart, no matter how much effort I put into that, the answer, to be honest, is no, I was not enough. And I don't mean I'm not enough in the trauma-based sense of feeling like you're not enough, because that's also a major roadblock that I'm trying to overcome, but that's not what I mean in this case. What I mean is this. Did I give enough of me that aligns with my purpose, my passion, my soul's desire and need to serve others? And sadly, no matter which way I ask that question, the answer remains no. So maybe you're feeling that way too, like you're not living your purpose or serving others with compassion and the love that you know aligns with your calling and your passion. So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you, what has you stuck? Why do you feel like how you're living is not fueling enough of your spirit to make you happy? I honestly want to know. I feel like by sharing our stories truthfully, we might help others feel a little bit less alone on their journey too. So I want you to be honest with me. And I'm just going to talk raw today. I have nothing to hide. I've always tried to be honest with you guys. So I feel like I'm in the middle of a major transformation, and it's on pretty much every level of my life. Mind, body, spirit, soul, whatever you want to say, I'm on it. And I'm on the other side of menopause, so I'm considered postmenopausal now. But we're going to talk honestly, ladies. I would love to do more further discussions and even a book that I have in the process of writing right now about my journey through menopause, but honestly, it's turned my whole world upside down. And I think ahead of time, I read enough and I talked to enough people that I prepared myself for a lot of the physical changes that would happen, and I got through that part pretty easily at first. Of course, I had hot flashes and some weight gain and stuff like that. I mean, all the things that I expected of menopause happened, not a big deal. It wasn't earth-shattering. But what I didn't expect was this roller coaster ride of emotions that sometimes come rushing in all at once. Like, I'll feel 10 different emotions at one time. I could feel like laughing and be doing the happiest thing in the whole world and feel like crying and feel like I'm not enough and feel like I'm not worthy to be doing what I'm doing, or just blah, blah, blah. And I didn't expect the wild influx of negative self-talk that just destroys my self-esteem and makes it plummet in a matter of seconds. And that is the scary part for me. So it has adversely affected my self-worth in ways that I never thought it ever would. And because I always want to be transparent and open and real with you guys, I want to share that this week has been one of the lowest points in my adult life. And about midweek, I actually had a breakdown and I fell apart. And it's not going to be this earth-shattering, life-changing event that happened, like the loss of someone I love or anything massive like that. That is not what caused my breakdown. And it's weird to admit that, because looking back now, it's like, why in the world would that have set you into this spiral of depression and anxiety and, you know, everything that comes along with it? But it started with my husband showing me a memory reel on his phone of the last few months of our life together. I don't know if it was on his iPhone or if it was on Facebook, but he played it for me with a smile on his face. Genuinely wanted to share this with his wife because we have a lot of awesome memories, and he just wanted to share that with me. So what started as a wonderful trip down memory lane ended with me in tears and asking him, how could you still love me when I look the way I do? And just the thought of how I felt that day brings me to the brink of tears. I didn't even recognize myself in those pictures anymore, and it honestly scared me. I let the extra bit of weight I carry in my face, my frizzy, dry, brittle hair, my overall puffiness, the blemished skin, whatever it is, I let that deeply affect how I felt about myself, and it crushed me that all I saw was this overweight, middle-aged hag that reflected in the lens I saw in those pictures. But what hurt me the most was how sad I looked, how lifeless my eyes seemed, and how so very far from joyful I really felt. Now I realize that I've been carrying this weight, this burden of not feeling like enough, feeling like I was losing myself, but I also felt guilty that I was hiding behind this fear of growing older and not knowing who I am anymore. I actually had stopped giving myself to others or sharing parts of me that my husband and other people, but most especially my husband, deserves the most from me. And I know he's trying to understand the changes I'm going through the best he can. He has been nothing but supportive and loving and so gentle in loving me through the hard days lately. So when I fell apart this week, he did everything he could to hold space for me to cry and to vent and to break down. And that's what it was. It was a complete breakdown. And then he tried to piece me back together the best he knew how. But I think for the first time, I realized that he was talking. And he was saying all these things to me like I was still beautiful to him. He loved me no matter what changes I went through. And that he would always, always be here for better or for worse. And I couldn't even hear him anymore. Of course, I heard the words coming out of his mouth, but they didn't affect my heart like they used to and make me feel better. All I could hear was my own thoughts screaming into this darkness that you're not worthy of his love. He can do so much better than this woman you've become. You've failed him miserably because I don't even feel like myself, and most certainly not acting like the woman who promised to love him unconditionally for the rest of our lives. So I went to bed that night. He went to bed. I've had some insomnia lately, so I've been sleeping on the couch until I get tired, and then I go back and I just started reading a book, eventually fell asleep, and I just kind of pushed everything away. So by the time I went to work the next day, of course I felt a little bit better because probably the influx of those nasty negative menopausal hormones out of control had subsided a little bit, but I was also determined to just kind of push everything away, listen to motivational podcasts and words from others, just something to uplift my spirit a little bit and help me get back on track. So as I'm listening, I felt that all too familiar tug from the universe saying, you know you can't stay here, right? This place is not your home. You know what you need to do, so get up. And I started listening to, it's a Lewis Howes podcast, School of Greatness, a few weeks ago, and it became a game changer for me. I think I first found him when he was a guest on Mel Robbins' podcast, which if you haven't heard me before, Mel Robbins is actually my favorite podcast in the entire world. But so in this week's episode on Lewis Howes, I think he was talking about like three fears holding you back. And he started talking about paying attention to the signs and synchronicities around you. And I had instant goosebumps because I felt like there was so many signs and synchronistic events lately for me that I was like, I know they were there. I know what they were meant to do, how they were meant to change me, but I've chosen to stay stuck where I am and just say, yeah, that might be a sign, but who's going to want to listen to me while I'm falling apart myself? And I don't know what happened to me about halfway through this breakdown week, but I started to realize a few things, and I came to this realization. I think I've always known it, but I think I've been waiting, just sitting on this, whatever, this big event that was going to happen that was going to tell me that I was fixed, that I was healed. And I realized that I don't have to be on the other side of all of this before I can help others. I think I was feeling like not enough, like who's going to want to talk to me when I'm falling apart myself? Well, what I'm beginning to understand is that my pain and my trauma were meant to lead me here today so that I can better serve you by sharing my pain, by handing over my scars and turning them into a purpose so that I can show you that you can make it too, so that you know that you're not alone and that you too can heal and become whole again. Like I've said before, this is not a one and done healing experience. There's no medicines, no shot, no cure, no superpower antidote to make it all go away. And sometimes that sucks. We want that easy fix, don't we? We're used to instant gratification in this world. And actually, what I said isn't true. We do have a superpower antidote. It doesn't make it all go away, but the power it holds is the strength and determination and belief to know that we can get through this. We have dealt with the hard stuff already, so right now holds the space for us to heal. And I just heard on a podcast this week that said, we have to get lost in order to be found. So I am choosing right now to look at this a different way. I'm scared because I'm more lost than I've ever been on many levels of my life. And I find myself suddenly pulled back into the past, facing my traumas as I've never faced them before. And I think it's because if you stop in your life, you have a moment to just breathe and be still and kind of, you know, let those things settle in your heart. Don't be surprised if you go through those life changes, like going through menopause, as you become an empty nester, as your life has just a little bit more time for yourself when these things arise. Don't be surprised if they come out of nowhere to knock you back down. Maybe you thought it was over like I did, that you've done all the healing you could, that you've dealt with most of your issues. I mean, we had kids, right? Hopefully we did a better job than our parents did. And then wham, here it is again. For me, honestly, I think this started a few months back too with one of my adult children who is not emotionally stable themselves, who does have some issues. They like to hurt and lash out and place blame as they're healing with their issues. But she told me that I was not the mom I should have been as she started therapy. And she had like one session in and said, you know what? I've got mommy issues and most of these issues are your fault. I was heartbroken. I felt like I had been nothing but present and loving and understanding in my eyes towards my kids. I did everything I could to change them from feeling the things I felt growing up. But it turns out that if I am real, my own demons from the past were still preventing me from being as emotionally mature or emotionally available as I might have otherwise been for my kids. So here I am admitting at 53 years old that I'm back at square one trying to still figure things out. And part of that's because I took myself back to square one. I'm not starting over again. I've done a ton of healing. That's not what I'm saying. But I have time now to step back and deal with the parts of my trauma in stages where I can be a beautiful disaster without having to take time for everybody else now. So maybe it's our turn now. Perhaps this time we have no choice but to face it to grow. That's where I'm at right now. I feel like I have no choice. I can't just stand here and wait. And I actually found a quote I wanted to read to you guys. I think I found it on Facebook under Messages of Light, but it says, choice is the most powerful tool we have. Everything boils down to choice. We exist in a field of infinite possibilities. Every choice we make shuts an infinite number of doors or opens an infinite number of doors. At any point, we can change the direction of our lives by a simple choice. It is all in our own hands, our hearts, and our minds. So, like I said, maybe it's time. Maybe it's still our choice. Of course it is. But maybe the universe is saying, we don't want to have, we don't want you to have that choice anymore. You have to face this to grow. I also heard somebody else say this week that we were all sent here with a contract to fulfill and a perfectly crafted curriculum to get us where we were meant to be in life. And I love the thought of that. Every single one of us has a different blueprint, a different life lesson and learning experience that we were meant to live to help us to learn and grow and improve and even heal to help others. So it's kind of hard to hold on to that when you're in the midst of that storm. Some say it's the ebb and flow of life, but it's exhausting trying to fight against it, isn't it? So while we're trying to fit our life story into somebody else's, why are we doing that? Why are we trying to duplicate the blueprint someone else is meant to live? It's no wonder this feels harder than it needs to be, and we were meant to live like our own story. Like, why are we trying to copy somebody else's story or fit their design of how they healed or how they dealt with their trauma or how they want to live their lives? All I know is we are exactly where we're meant to be. Nothing happens unless it was meant to. At least that's what I believe. It's easier to understand that concept when we're talking about relationships and jobs and money and kids, but what about our trauma? Does that mean that we were meant to face this pain, that we were destined to survive that horrifying experience? I'm not saying that all of you will feel this way, and certainly no one deserved that trauma. No one deserved that, that it was not on you. Let me get that point straight right now. But let's give ourselves a little credit here. Those traumas weakened us in those moments, didn't they? How many of you thought you might never survive? Or maybe you didn't want to picture a future where you did survive. Maybe you considered ending it all to escape the pain. The point is, you fought with your life to survive, and you're here today because you pushed through. You pushed through the impossible. Even if you're still fighting, you're still here, and you will eventually make it out of that darkness. So I think we need to honor our younger selves, because even without those tools that we now have and that we now, the knowledge that we now know, without anybody else to save the day, we somehow got ourselves to where we are today. And that's a pretty remarkable feat, knowing what some of us went through. But let's also be vulnerable and authentic when speaking to our former selves, the one that, despite all the progress we made, still needs to be healed. I feel like my purpose in this season of my life is to create meaning from the trauma and to help you. We wouldn't be the people we are today without that trauma. Now, it was never okay that it happened, like I said, but it did happen. So there comes a point when we need to stop making excuses, we need to start victimizing ourselves, and we need to understand and learn, what do we do with this now? What do we do with the knowledge that we have now? Well, the first thing we can do is tell it that it holds no more power over us. We turn our purpose into pain, and we help others get through their journey too. So even as we're trudging up that mountain and we're working our way through this healing journey, each time you feel another tiny fragment, you expand and you grow, and your consciousness is enlightened to a new way of life and a new perspective along that healing journey. So keep asking yourself questions, keep pushing yourself, keep evaluating and keep healing. But focus on the love and the light and the purpose for your pain instead of all the negative stuff that has once defined who we were. I know for me, I am a mosaic of all those fragmented pieces of my beliefs, my traumas, my happiness, my sadness, my pain, growth, love, experiences. And I'm a beautiful mess of life lessons that have created my spiritual, physical, and emotional being. And that is my profound revelation this week. We are not the sum of one giant healing experience. We will heal millisecond by millisecond at a time. And I think, like I said, I've been waiting for this one experience, this one sentence, this one feeling that tells me I'm healing, I'm on my way, that I've forgiven and that I can move on. But I'm learning that it will be a constant practice every single day of moving forward towards that goal and learning along the way. And sometimes we fall from grace. Sometimes we fall flat on our face and have a breakdown and we don't measure up because we're human. But learn to forgive yourself in that moment, but don't make excuses. Own up to it and do better. As I said earlier, I've been feeling like I've failed my husband lately. I can choose to use menopausal emotions and mood swings as an excuse, whatever, but that's not completely fair. I still am making choices to be snappier, to drag him down too when it doesn't feel like I'm always in control. And if that's the case, then I need to get into control because I refuse to take it out on him and to steal his joy or anyone else's that comes in contact with me. He deserves so much more than this version of myself, and so does everyone else. So do my grandkids, my kids, everybody I work with. Every single person I come into contact deserves so much more than that version of myself. But do you know who else deserves it? Someone else that deserves that same apology? It's the person that's affected more than anyone else by this, and that person is me. So I feel like I've been stuck in this darkness, and I've had a hard time getting out. Clawed my way to the top and I feel like I can do it finally, and then I sink back down and I start questioning how I'm going to find the strength to get up again. But I've understood this week in listening to all these podcasts and all this motivational stuff that I've been listening to that darkness serves a purpose for every one of us, and eventually we have to face it, but we cannot stay there. And that's where I've been. I've pulled myself back. I keep dragging myself back there even though I know better, but it feels more comfortable to stay there, doesn't it? And I'm going to give you a little exercise too. I heard Mel Robbins on her podcast this week talk about doing an emotional mind dump, and it was to get rid of overwhelm and things like that. So get out some piece of paper, get out some paper, your journal, whatever you use, and just write down everything you're thinking and feeling. I mean, you might end up filling up 10 pages like I did. But just get it all out, sort it out. And you'll learn through that experience what were lies, what was the truth, and what the core of your belief system really is. Now, for me, it's an ongoing experience where I'm constantly reinventing what my belief system is. And because of my trauma, one of the areas of my life that was affected the most was my belief system. It was shaken to its core, to be honest, and it continues to be week after week after week because of everything going on in this crazy world. I feel like every time I turn around, there's something else that's going on. Somebody else telling me what to believe in, pushing me to believe that this is the only way to think or believe. What's happened in this country? I don't know what's going on, but I know that I've had enough. So in my prayers and while I've been meditating lately, there's been this shift in my prayers and in the language I use when going deep with my thoughts and feelings and seeking guidance for my next path. That voice I'm hearing now is more personal. It's softer. It's quieter in ways that I don't know how to explain to you, but it feels like I'm on the right track to discovering that part of myself again that I've been so intimately connected to once. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm on a search for a different type of spirituality within me. I'm on a quest to discover all I can find in the truths that resonate in my spirit, not in the words that others try to make me believe are the truth. And I don't care anymore who that upsets. This is my journey, not theirs, and no one else can speak that truth for me. It's mine alone to own. So while I'm an emotional mess some days, I also feel stronger than ever before that I'm on the right path, and I feel like I'm being forced to seek the truth in what happened in my past and learn those deeply personal, gut-wrenching lessons that only I can live so that I can change, so that they may change me in order to grow into the person I was always meant to become. Whether anybody else understands your journey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't feel that way in the moment. Believe me, I know it doesn't. It's terrifying to face your past and know that nobody is coming to save you. You might have support, but they cannot fully understand your thoughts and feelings and emotion that your specific trauma is evoking. And honestly, I've been scared to lose other people in my life that simply will not understand or accept me once I start to tell that truth. but I can't fear this anymore because this exact feeling and fear is what has kept me stuck. Why I'm afraid to use my voice to heal. So I'm questioning everything right now, maybe for the first time in my life, and I'm trying to do it the best I can with my eyes wide open this time. And maybe you're asking the hard questions and seeking the same answers. What are my values, my beliefs? What matter most to me? Why do I feel so passionate about this? Who do I want in my life? What legacy do I want to live? I just want to become a deeper person than the answers on that piece of paper where I dumped all that emotional crap and left it behind. And I will not stop learning and growing until I make that vision a reality. So we need to learn to embrace our strengths and weaknesses and incorporate them into who we want to become. We need to learn to reinvent our interests that have nothing to do with anybody else. What do you love to do? What did you used to do that brought you the most joy? And then the bigger question that I've been facing is, why aren't you still pursuing that passion? I desperately want to get back to that joy and rediscover those passions. Now, for me, playing the piano, writing music, longing to become a musician whose words would heal others, was once that passion for me. And when I would put my fingers on that keyboard to play the piano, it literally took me to another place altogether, and it saved me from losing myself entirely in the midst of my trauma. It's always been there for me. Music has been literally my best friend when no one else was there. So why on earth would I ever let that go? I don't honestly know. I don't have an answer to that. But I do know that an integral part of who I am at my core is missing because I left that behind. So what are you missing? What did you trade for your trauma instead? Now, sometimes we feel broken after that experience happens and a part of us dies. We see ourselves from that moment forward as broken pieces of our former selves instead of understanding that we're still whole despite the lies or the people that tried to destroy our self-worth. And if you love animals like I do, you'll understand why this analogy I'm getting ready to tell you about is just, I don't know, it just shifted my mindset and my focus this week. And it was on Lewis Howe's podcast, but he said, think of a three-legged dog. Maybe it's had an accident, a traumatic accident. Do they care if they're broken? They don't. They're hopping around on three legs. They could care less. They don't feel less than. They could care less that they have three legs instead of four. They're just happy, joyful, loving, and compassionate, and they're perfect just as they are. We would never think less of them. In fact, we love them even more because of their idiosyncrasies and because of the experience that they went through. We're just thankful that they're still here with us. So it's your trauma that tells you that something's missing, but that's your storyline telling you that you're no longer whole. You are still whole despite feeling like something is missing. Now, there's a difference in trauma and something traumatic. So traumatic is the event that happened. So like that three-legged dog, the event that happened was traumatic. You can bring that event, that traumatic event, with you into the future. That story, we believe it. And that story is what's holding us back because it plays on repeat like a song in the background. We sometimes aren't aware that it's even playing and it controls our thoughts and feelings and tells us we're not enough, but that story is a lie. We need to tear up the pages of that story and pen a new one. And we need to do it now. Don't waste another moment on not feeling enough. So how do we solve that? How do we turn our breakdowns into a breakthrough and feel whole again? The first thing that I've heard it on numerous podcasts lately is to talk to somebody. It doesn't matter who it is. But when we sit with ourselves and we let all this negative self-talk and all this pain just fester, all these wounds, it's like we pick the scab off of our trauma when we go back to that place and we're sitting there with it oozing and bleeding and festering. And we feel shame, we feel guilt, and shame breeds in darkness. So get that out. Just saying the words and speaking it into existence for someone else to help. Find somebody else to trust to talk to. It could be your spouse, a friend, a parent, only if it's an emotionally healthy one, please. Your therapist, but tell them how you feel. It will make you feel better. It doesn't solve everything, But at least you're admitting your truth. You're learning to find your voice. It's like a new lesson that you're learning when you start to sing. When you start to play the piano, you practice. So practice saying the words aloud. And you'll notice that their response and their reaction is very different than yours and the words that you tell yourself, because they see the whole of who you are, not just the broken pieces of your past. So this week, when I had my breakdown, I admitted my deepest shame and fears and darkest thoughts I was having to my husband, and I cried as I poured out my brokenness onto him. What do you think he said back to me? He told me that he had the strength to carry me through this, that he loves me even on my darkest days, that he would stand with me in the storm, and we would figure it out together. And the comfort those words brought me, I can't even begin to explain. But then he did what I'm asking you today as well. He asked me the hard truth, one that I was not ready to face. He asked me this: how long are you going to let your past define you and lie to you instead of choosing to leave it behind and move forward once and for all? And honestly, I didn't know how to respond to that at first. I knew that was the moment I was waiting for me to decide whether to remain in the past or whether to face my demons and move. So I let his question sit in my heart, and like I said, I let it settle overnight. And then the next morning, listening to the podcast, I heard him talking about our fears, and he asked what it was going to take to make it from breakdown to breakthrough, and there it was. I was staring at my reflection in the mirror of my soul and facing my past and having no choice but to move or lose it all. I heard Lewis say on the podcast that we must knock down the old building of our old self to make room for the new. That reminded me of the song, "They Paved Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot." So what if we tear up and jackhammer that boring, broken, cracked, concrete, gray, dull parking lot, which is our former self, and we start building brick by brick a new us, a more whole us, a healed us, a brand new paradise in its place? How cool is that? I can picture this big, beautiful building that once was rebuilt out of the worst storm of my life. Now, I want to remind you guys that the trauma was not your responsibility. It was never your fault. It was not your responsibility. But how you are going to heal from it and move forward to build a life different than the cards you were dealt is your responsibility. And you're going to have to get messy. You're going to have to hurt. You'll have to bleed. But you will move forward just like you've done before. But it starts with one choice. That choice is to remain stuck and blame everybody else. Or to say, I want something different, and take the first step into your new self, into your new life. What a wake-up call this week has been for me. So let me end this week's podcast by saying that I'm so freaking proud of all of you for joining me week after week and putting in the work it takes to change. I know your life hasn't been easy, and the cards you have been dealt have sometimes really sucked. You have faced more pain and more trauma and more awfulness than anyone should have ever been asked to endure. At times, I feel like that too. But here's the thing. We have the opportunity to open our eyes and our hearts to the possibility that our pain does not define who we are. It does not define our wholeness and healing either. What happens from this moment of awakening and moving forward is now my fault and my responsibility. We are the artist of our own lives. We can either remain tethered to that trauma of our past and never take another step forward to change. That choice is 100% ours to make. But here's the beautiful thing. We also have a profound breakthrough, as I did this week. We have the chance to realize that every single day moving forward is a gift from the universe. We get to decide this time. Nobody else. Nobody from your past. what kind of art and colors and energy we want to create and put onto that beautiful, messy canvas that will become the greatest project we will ever work on. And that project is yourself. And you get to say this time who stays, who goes, how you live, who you love. You get the chance to start over and make yourself new and whole and as healed as you want to be, without any limitations, as you become the very best version of yourself that's possible. But you have to take this first step forward. Every single step towards healing counts. So I hope you'll take that first step with me today in growing through the hard stuff. Please know that while you're on this journey, it will not be easy. I know that, but it is worth the wait because I believe in you. You've got what it takes, and so do I. So together, we will make it through this, day by day, piece by piece, until we're restored, healed, and we find that joy in the journey once again. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Hang in there, and know that you are loved from here to the universe and back. Until next time, I am unconditionally yours. All my love. Sadie.